This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. After several days of counting votes across the country, Joe Biden claimed victory in the 2020 presidential election. The campaign circulated a victory video featuring the jobs and hobbies of Americans from coast to coast. KOTZ's Wesley Early has more on one of the women showcased, an Inupiaq dancer from Kotzebue. Oh, beautiful.
Set to Ray Charles' rendition of America the Beautiful, the video portrayed Biden's promise to be a president for all Americans. Across various social media platforms, it was viewed over 60 million times. About 27 seconds in, 28-year-old Jackie Lambert fills the frame, performing an Inupiaq dance with Cook Inlet behind her. Lambert had posted one of her dances on Instagram shortly after Indigenous Peoples Day in October, and she says the video caught the attention of Alex Troutman, an independent videographer with Blackfish Media.
He reached out and said that he was in touch with the Biden campaign and that they wanted to do the spot about America and having representation of all kinds of people across the nation.
A couple days later, Lambert filmed the performance at the Carr Gottesdien Park in Anchorage. She says since the performance was filmed in October, she thought it was going to be used to try to get out the vote ahead of the election. By the time November 3rd came and went, she assumed they weren't using it.
It was a surprise for me to wake up that next morning to the video kind of announcing his victory. I knew that I was going to be a part of this video, but I had no idea that it was going to be, like, on the morning that, like, it's announced that he had won after I was waiting for so long.
While only featured for a couple seconds in the spot, Lambert posted the full dance for her social media followers, which had grown since the campaign video was released.
That was the Bona No song is what we call it in Kotzebue, but it's danced across many Inupiaq and Inuvialuit communities.
Lambert grew up in Kotzebue and has been dancing since she was a child. She lives in Anchorage now, but continues to perform with the Kikiktugruk Northern Lights dancers. Her performance Atik look in the video was made by Mae Douglas, the dance group's elder. Lambert says she was happy that the Biden campaign made an effort to show the diversity of America by including its indigenous people.
It was such a relief to be able to see that embracement where, you know, the past few years I've heard so many comments, and Trump has made comments about Pocahontas and not knowing, like, the terrible story behind who she really is, and kind of, you know, arming a lot of people with this knowledge that you can use a Native woman's name as, like, an insult in this, like, political ground.
Lambert grew up dancing at the local Nana Museum for tourists and always had been fascinated by life outside of Kotzebue. And she says she loved being a part of the diversity of the country.
My inner child is just, like, totally amazed by this experience. It just feels a little amazing to see, I guess, even the stories of all these other Americans in this video as well, and seeing kind of the expansion of who we are, and being knowing that, like, my simple life and my simple story from growing up in Kotzebue was kind of, there was a glimpse of it shown.
Lambert says she's hopeful that the Biden administration will address many issues plaguing Native communities across the country, including the alarming rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Shining more light onto that and acknowledging the situation within the Native community when it comes to this violence and all of this disruption sort of that's happening, and the way that it comes from kind of a colonial perspective in the past.
Lambert says Native advocates have been more successful in recent years in highlighting the historically testy relationship between Native people and the American government, and the incoming president would do well to learn from that history as well. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.